You by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net. Or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Economist surprised at said CTU proposal to increase the pay as you earn. Levy Mwanawasa Medical University to be included in the National Student Loan Scheme. In international news, ECOWAS chief makes surprise visit to Burkina Faso. And in sports, IMAA Zambia secures government backing for World Championships. And now the news in detail. The Center for Future Generation, CFG, has launched a climate resilient WASH advocacy project targeting Chipili and Chembe districts in Mopla province, funded by the European Union. CFG Executive Director Gilbert Kalombo says the organization is a non-governmental entity founded in 2018 and registered in 2019 with a presence in 12 districts where it is implementing various interventions. He says CFG focuses on three main pillars: water, sanitation and hygiene, WASH, advocacy and lobbying, and human rights. Mr. Kalombo adds that climate change has been adopted as a cross-cutting issue across all programs.
Church leaders, the CSOs, and also the neighborhood LT committees. Okay, why are we targeting women, youth, and persons with disabilities? Because we know for sure that these are the most disadvantaged. When we talk of issues of water, I think the disadvantaged groups are the women, the youth, the girls, and then the persons with disabilities. So we want to make sure that we target these, so that they begin to talk about issues of water sanitation and hygiene. Then we've also included the WDCs, the traditional leaders. Why? Because we know these are key stakeholders in issues of WASH.
Meanwhile, European Union delegation to Zambia and COMESA Programme Manager for Governance and Social Sectors, Njira Mtonga, says the EU remains committed to advancing sustainable development through collaborative partnerships. Ms. Mtonga says the EU is grateful to partners such as People in Need Network, SNV, NGO WASH Forum and the Centre for Theological Reflection for helping connect with communities in Zambia.
We appreciate it. So as the EU, we will continue to work with you hand in hand in trying to advance sustainable development in this country. And on our own, we have no system of how to penetrate or engage a community. That is why we are so heavy on collaborative partnership. So our partners, team, JCCR, the WASH Forum, as well as SMB, we are truly grateful to you for helping us to engage with communities in Zambia.
Now, an economist has expressed surprise at the Zambia Congress of Trade Union ZCTU proposal to increase the pay-as-you-earn pay threshold from 5,100 to 10,000 in the 2026 national budget. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Estabanda says the proposed increase will result in a significant loss of revenue for the government. Dr. Banda says the government is trying to mobilize revenue from all areas and increasing the pay-as-you-earn threshold would not be a good move. She emphasizes the need to balance spending in the next year's budget, particularly with the elections approaching, which typically leads to increased government and party spending.
Right, Zambia Trade Union Congress, I think, is it's a suggestion which is quite surprising, because the difference between 5 to 10,000 is quite significant. And seeing that as a country we are trying to mobilize revenue in almost each and every area possible, I think that particular move wouldn't really be a good move. It would, of course, destabilize resource mobilization.
Economist Kelvin Tsanga says the Zambian kwacha has appreciated this week, trading stronger against the United States dollar and other major currencies. In a statement, Mr. Tsanga says the local unit firmed from levels around 23 kwacha 18 gwe per USD at the start of the week to approximately 23 kwacha 14 gwe, reflecting renewed market confidence. He says the improved foreign exchange inflows, largely from copper exports and other remittances, have boosted liquidity on the market, while moderated inflation levels have strengthened the country's real interest rate position, making the kwacha more attractive. Mr. Tsanga adds that easing demand for foreign currency for imports and debt obligations has helped reduce pressure on the local unit. Collectively, the developments have boosted both market and investor sentiment, supporting the kwacha's rebound. He says the trend is encouraging and economic stakeholders are advised to maintain cautious optimism. Sustained currency stability will require consistent policy implementation, enhanced export earnings, and continued efforts in diversifying the economy. The Citizens First Party media director and communication says there is nothing special about the government delivering ambulances, as it's the government's fundamental duty. Speaking to One Love Radio News, CF media director and communications officer Innocent Lupia says there is nothing special to celebrate about ambulances, stating that as the population grows, it means that needs also grow. Mr. Lupia says government is supposed to provide public goods, and one of them is provision of ambulances through the health service, among others. He says it is government's duty to also create an enabling environment for people who want to do business, as well as create employment.
There is nothing to celebrate about ambulances, you understand? Because as population grows, naturally, it means that needs also grow. So to meet or to keep that gap in the population, we continually have to provide social services, and one of them, the provision of ambulances through the health service. Health service, education service, social services, social welfare. They are always given to the government because that's the charge of the government. So even if, for example, we are on autopilot, we have no president, the government of the day is bound to provide such duties, to provide such amenities, public goods, roads, health, schools, health posts.
Meanwhile, the United for Better Zambia UBZ President Hector Sondo says it is a fake story to blind poor citizens, stating that President Hakainde Hichilema thinks all Zambians are gullible. Mr. Sondo says the president can cheat, that anytime he goes out he will bring good things for the citizens, but that next year there will be no lies and that he is leaving office. The Minister of Technology and Science, Felix Mutati, has officiated the second annual National Law Conference, being held under the theme Sustainable Development, Integrating Environmental Management, Justice and Digital Innovation. The minister has urged the Zambia Law Development Commission, ZLDC, to utilize technological advancements and evolving responses as it discusses legal reforms in the country. He says the commission will be able to propose new laws with the aid of AI while avoiding the repetition of specific provisions and articles found in the laws that are currently in place. Mr. Mutati indicates that with the help of AI, lawyers can automate some drafting tasks and produce first drafts which with incredible efficiency, offering more time to stretch